Venezuelan migrants who fled economic crisis find refuge in Colombia. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Colombia has granted legal status to almost 1 million undocumented Venezuelan migrants, a move the head of the United Nations Refugee Agency has described as historic. At a joint news conference with the Colombian president, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grande, said the move was the most important humanitarian gesture in the region in nearly four decades.
El Estatuto de Protección Temporal.
The temporary protected status will make a crucial difference in their undocumented lives. It will also allow them to fully participate in Colombian society.
This decision now means those who fled an economic crisis in Venezuela will be able to work and seek permanent residency. Reni, a Venezuelan migrant working as a delivery driver in Colombia, is thankful for the change.
Because of a lack of documents, being here illegally, we're not taken into account when it comes to work and things like that. And coming here, at least for me, I've come for work, and if I'm given an opportunity, it would be a great help.
Colombia's president, Iván Duque, has also appealed for better international support with the situation and reversed a policy barring undocumented Venezuelans from participating in his country's upcoming COVID-19 vaccination drive. The BBC's Will Leonardo has more.
There are estimated to be 1.7 million Venezuelans in Colombia, of whom almost a million do not have legal status. The economic and social collapse in Venezuela, pushing the migrants to cross the border, show few signs of improvement. Speaking alongside the UN's refugee chief, President Iván Duque said the new temporary status, lasting 10 years, would allow the government to identify those living in Colombia. They'll now be able to work and eventually seek permanent residency. The huge influx of migrants has strained public services. President Duque sparked controversy in December by suggesting his government wouldn't include undocumented Venezuelans in its coronavirus vaccination program. That led his Venezuelan counterpart, Nicolas Maduro, to describe him as a Nazi.
That's the BBC's Will Leonardo reporting there. Checking the numbers now, global shares are taking a bit of a pause after Wall Street's major benchmarks hit another round of record highs yesterday. Meanwhile, oil prices are trading near their highest levels in more than a year. The international Brent crude benchmark is up 0.4% to just more than $60 a barrel. And Tesla shares are down 0.8% in pre-market trade on Wall Street after Chinese regulators questioned the electric car maker over quality and safety issues. Authorities said they recently received complaints about abnormal acceleration and battery fires. China is Tesla's second largest market after the U.S. Staying in China, the boss of Chinese telecoms firm Huawei has urged President Joe Biden to adopt a more open policy toward the company to benefit both sides. In his first appearance before journalists in nearly a year, Huawei's chief executive Ren Zhengfei said he hoped to buy large volumes of U.S. materials and equipment, but he acknowledged it would be extremely difficult for Biden to lift restrictions that former President Donald Trump imposed on his company. U.S. firms are, in effect, barred from selling vital technology to Huawei for security reasons. The company has denied posing a security threat. A chain of British-owned supermarkets in Belgium are at risk of closure after having no delivery since December. Post-Brexit rules on UK exports to the EU have caused major supply chain problems for several businesses on the continent, as the BBC's Gavin Lee explains.
I'm in front of the Stone Manor, the British store, it says in front of it. There's a London taxi outside. Inside, it's in a pretty sorry state.
The fridges are empty and we're even down to the last scone.
The company has been overwhelmed by the amount of paperwork needed to bring the lorry loads of products from the UK through customs into France, then onwards to Belgium, resulting in empty shelves here. Since Britain left the EU, all the produce now needs separate customs codes, so they're clear for travel, covering everything from cakes to crisps and meat to marmalade. It means hundreds of forms. The store's manager, Ryan Pierce, says they're struggling to account for everything.
Our main delivery is still unconfirmed. So if that doesn't come in, then it looks like we may have to close for a longer period of time until we can guarantee supplies, basically. You can't have a supermarket running with no stock on the shelves.
Customers have been coming here for 39 years, a guaranteed way of getting British items abroad. There's not much in their baskets now.
We'll get there.
It's all the stuff you miss. It's the stuff that you, when you go back home, that you want to bring back. It's the stuff of your childhood. It's the stuff of necessity, bleach. And normally I'll buy a big box full.
We have always come here to get sort of a little bit of sort of homegrown things.
My breakfasts are English muffins. Well, I guess I'm going to have to adjust.
Other British supermarkets in Europe have faced similar problems. Morrison's in Gibraltar has been short of meat and dairy supplies, and 20 Marks and Spencer stores in France are facing shortages of fresh food too. The British government says it's warned of the changes to come and described these issues as short-term problems, but companies say it's more serious than that. The impact for the Stone Manor supermarket chain means it's been forced to close at the weekend for the first time ever. The bosses say it's a temporary measure, but it risks shutting down for much longer if they can't bring in supplies soon.
That's the BBC's Gavin Lee reporting there. Finally, Mary Wilson, one of the founding members of the musical group The Supremes, has died at age 76. The all-black female group became Motown Records' most successful act of the 1960s with 12 number one singles. After leaving the group, Wilson continued as a concert performer and became a New York Times best-selling author with her autobiography, Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.